listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, and this is LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. What's going on, guys? As we all come together on this beautiful Sunday, every Sunday at 1 o'clock, I want to share and spread my unconditional love, appreciation, joy, laughter from my heart straight to yours. How's everyone doing today? This is the show where we do and talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Well, we are in a world of change. We are in a world of acceleration, a world of possibilities, broadening possibilities. Each and every day, technologically, scientifically, we are coming out with new understandings of the world that we are living in. Well, this is what that show is about. Taking in what you perceive from the outside world and making it your own. Understanding that you have the infinite power within yourself to feel any way that you want to feel and act any way you want to act about anything. But we like to stress that staying positive and bright and happy, it just feels better, right? We are here not to say that this is right and that is wrong. We are here to simply teach a perspective. And if it works for you, awesome. If it doesn't, awesome. Because you will find something that works for you just as this works for us. How's everyone doing today? If you want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. You can also email me live, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. Once again, davesvibrationstation@gmail.com. We're going to be talking about a few things today, right? I'm going to start off with affirmations. Everybody always says, just say this affirmation to yourself. It'll make you feel better. It'll make you create it, open up the possibility that you can accept it more. You know, just say, let's take somebody that wishes to lose weight. Okay, let's say, so you say to that person, well, just keep telling yourself that you're skinny and you're going to be skinny. Well, That works to an extent. See, what we're going to talk about a part of today is how actually saying an affirmation to yourself that clashes so firmly with what you actually believe could be hurting you, could be harming the vibration in which you are wishing to cater to. We're also going to be talking about the importance of a book of positive aspects, the importance of taking it from your mind or even speaking it and bringing it into a physical expression, being able to write it down, to look at it, to feel it, maybe draw it. We're going to get into that a little bit as well. To start off the show, though, what I really wanted to do, as you know, we have Shia Prince Eternal as our Abraham spokesman, our Abraham spokesperson, our wonderful and enlightening, not on the show with us today, but as you know, she teaches us the teachings of Abraham, which is all about happiness, joy, laughter, and getting what you want through the power of thought. So I actually wanted to start off today's show with a brief, what do you call this, segment of Abraham Hicks, Relax Into Well-Being. Check this out.
If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would decide to be lazy. We're reaching for the perfect word. We would decide to be lazy for a little while. Because in your giving yourself permission to be lazy, you're giving yourself permission to allow your grid to fill in with everything that you've already chosen and put into your vortex. The word lazy has an unpleasant connotation, doesn't it? Because it's humans measuring themselves against other humans based upon a flawed premise. And the flawed premise is the more you do, the more you're worth. And that is the most flawed of all flawed premises. I'd like to give you the premise that is at the basis of your universe. The better you feel, the more you allow. You could not be more deserving. You came as deserving beings into this time-space reality with powerful and clear intent. You've been mixing it up with others and defining what's important not only to you personally, but important to you on behalf of others. You've included in your vortex the well-being of many others. In some cases, mass consciousness. In some cases, a community. In some cases, a family. But you've included in your vortex a desire for the well-being of far more than your personal self. But it is necessary for you to tend to the well-being of your personal self in order to be a productive advocate for the well-being for anyone else. In other words, you cannot give, or you cannot extend, or you cannot punctuate, or you cannot accentuate, you cannot assist anything that you are not already feeling. Which means, if you are wanting in an altruistic way to be of advantage to everyone you know, you first have got to find a way to be of advantage to yourself. Which means you want to carve out more time to be nicer to yourself. More private time. More time under the bridge. More time where others are not telling you what to do. More time when you are satisfying your own personal intention for things. If we were standing in your physical shoes and someone were to ask you to do something, we would stop in the middle of the request and we would evaluate it completely. And we would say to them, I sincerely desire to accomplish this request that you are offering. And it is my expectation that I will be able to do that since I am in this relationship with you and you are requesting it of me, employer or mate or parent or child or whoever it is. It is my expectation that I will be able to accomplish this. I just have to insert one thing in the foreground of this request. I will accomplish it for you as long as I can first accomplish ease for myself in the process.
Bam! Yeah! Abraham Hicks. You can check that video out. Relax into well-being. Abraham Hicks, relax into well-being. That's only a part of it. Obviously, I'm not going to take up all our time with just playing Hicks videos. But you guys understand the idea. It's all about knowing, well, knowing yourself, knowing how to tune yourself into the fullness of who you are. And that's why, you know, we're going to talk about the affirmation statements. That's why we're also going to talk about the Book of Positive Aspects. But basically, what we are trying to get at here is having you guys understand the ultimate and infinite power that you embody, that you were ever before you ever came into this physical experience. We have a very special guest caller today. Thank you, Dr. Michelle.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. As listeners, you probably already know. If you don't, Dr. Michelle on the couch every Friday, LA Talk Radio at 11 o'clock. You could definitely check her out. Dr. Michelle is also an Abraham Hicks fan. Am I correct?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yes.
I listen to Esther and Abraham almost every day.
Yes, and for those who don't know who Esther is the individual that channels the source energy Abraham. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, so Doc, quick question for you. You being a looked up to individual, people come to you for advice, people, that's what you base your living off of. That's how you are able to live the life that you do. So being an inspiration, how does Abraham help you become more of who you are, right? And in what ways is this done?
Well, that's a great question, Dave. Thanks so much for asking for my input on it. First of all, I just wanted to say that at the end of every show that I do, and I've been doing this since the beginning, over 4 years that I've been on the air there at LA Talk Radio, is I always say to my listeners, don't forget to take good care of yourself first.
Yes.
And then you'll be great for others.
Yes.
And that's basically, in the clip that you just played, it's interesting because Abraham was talking about how we really need to get ourselves to a pretty good place or vibration or mental place, really before we can, you know, help others and
right.
before we can be there emotionally for others.
Right.
Because, you know, what I help my clients with is telling them that if you are in a good place in yourself, then you can be supportive to your family, then you can be loving and helpful and or to anyone else. But you have to be a little more grounded and at a higher place yourself.
Yes.
So that's what I work with, is basically trying to help people improve their own positive point of view about things in life, trying to help them improve to the best ability they can their lives, you know, so they can be happier. And it comes down to that.
Right.
Something you said that was really great too was that you can't force people into having these affirmations or these, you know, I am the strongest, healthiest,
right.
wealthiest person in the world. If
right.
you don't believe it.
Right, exactly.
You're going against the grain.
And
it's almost a struggle, and it's making things worse.
Right. Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, Doc,
so I think. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was just going to say, I actually wanted to talk to you about that, get your psychological input on that, right? So being a listener of Abraham and understanding the concepts, understanding, you know, you must tend to yourself before you tend to anyone else, but not in a selfish mm-hmm. way, not in the way that people hear that and they go, wow, that person's extremely selfish. All they care about is themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, it's, well, how could I ever be a benefit to anybody else if I don't tend to myself first, right? So, well, what I wanted to talk about for the listeners is affirmations. There's so many books, so many teachings, so many studies out there that really kind of forcefully push affirmations onto people. For example, you know, in a lot of books that I've read, a lot of self-help books and just books for my knowledge, for my understanding of how the mind works and, you know, how we as a community work together and our thoughts and everything. Okay. A lot of them say, you know, say to yourself what you want to be and you will attract more of that. Say to yourself where you want to be and you will attract more of that. Well, this is what I'm talking about on the show today. And like the example that I used earlier, let's use a different example. Let's say that there is a person that is financially insecure, right? They do not have the best relationship with money, right? Now, having a lot of money and, you know, being financially secure and having a good relationship with money is just like having a good relationship with a girl or having a good relationship with a guy. It's how you think about them when it comes up. What are the first immediate thoughts that enter your head, and how does that make you feel? Most importantly, how do those thoughts make you feel on that subject? So, when you're talking to a financially inadequate person and you're telling them to keep telling themselves that they are, like you said, the wealthiest person on the planet, the wealthiest person on the planet, what that can actually do is reinforce in your emotional neuro nets, in your brain, in your emotional state of being, it can just reinforce that you don't have it because of the emotion that you feel when you say to yourself, I'm the wealthiest man in the world. What's the first thought you think? No, I'm not. Right?
That's right. Exactly.
So, Doc, I wanted to ask you, what would a healthy transition be from being able to say an affirmation and not feeling it, having that do you a disservice, having that just reinforce how you don't have whatever it is you're trying to affirm that you do have? How do you make a soft and gentle transition from that point to then being able to be comfortable enough with your being to say the affirmation that it actually does start working in your favor vibrationally, that it actually does start to pluck those cords that make you feel like you are that wealthy and you do have whatever at this exact moment it seems that you don't? How would you make that comfortable transition?
That's a great question. What I would suggest that people do first is, rather than find an affirmation, I am the wealthiest person, or I am abundantly, you know, whatever.
Right.
What I would suggest that people do first is try to think in their minds all of the positive things in their past that have indicated to them that they are capable of having an income.
Right.
So the whole key is for them to tune in and think about, in their minds, reality that has happened to them. In other words, yes, you know, I had a good job here, and, you know, I was earning a living, and I did pay for my car. So go to the places in your mind, whatever it may be, if it's health or if it's relationships. Yes, you know, I did have a good relationship. And reaffirm things that were real in your life that you have experienced.
Mm.
So you're coming from something that is real to you. You're not imagining something.
I see.
And therefore you have the huge contrast between what you don't have and what you do have.
Right.
So if you can go in your mind and sort of do some self-talk, and, you know, if you're uncomfortable talking out in public so people think you're crazy, do some self-talk to yourself or some self-think, reaffirming, okay, what would I like?
Right.
I'd like to have more money in my life.
Right.
And then go to, you know what? I have had a job. I have had a couple of good jobs. I have had an opportunity to, you know, make money. I had a car that I paid for. I did have an apartment. I'm able to do that.
Right.
I'm able to do all those things.
Right.
I think reality, you know, reaffirming and picturing in their minds when they were working, when they would make those car payments, when they were out functioning in society, when they'd look at their bank account, or if they want a relationship, when they had a good relationship. I am capable of having a good relationship. Or I was happy because I was doing certain things. I want to be happier.
Right.
I used to go and I used to hike with my group of friends. I used to hang with the great, you know, whatever it is, remember the reality and picture it.
Yeah.
And say, I can do that.
Right.
Because I've done it before.
That's powerful.
So that's step one, is imagining the reality that you have done before.
Right, right.
That's step one. And then having an affirmation, writing an affirmation that is not such a huge contrast.
Right.
You know, writing down something like, I am capable of earning money, and I plan on being more abundant.
Right, right.
Something that's gentle. Something that's very gentle.
Right. And I think that, you know, the problem with saying these things is that they clash so much. Well, I feel like another really powerful tool is to understand that, and thank you, Doc, that's totally on point.
Sure.
I totally agree with
sure.
you. And going off of that, what I'm saying is I think that another powerful tool is being content with where you are. You can think about, you know, the past,
right.
and you can say to yourself, well, I did have this, you know, I can do this, I can do that, because it's happened before, why not now, you know? But I think that one of the biggest bunkers, one of the biggest barriers in the mind with people from where they are and where they want to be, is they're not content with where they are. How are you supposed to ever move? How are you supposed to ever grow if you aren't completely understanding of, well, this is, and I'm not saying that, you know, you need to believe in the law of attraction and you need to understand that you are spirit and everything is vibration and we are vibrational beings before we are physical. And I'm not saying you need to, you know, you have to believe that and you have to understand that. What I'm saying is you can go broad. You can say, well, you know, that I did have that once before. I don't have it now. I would like it again, but I am content with where I am now. I understand that where I am now is my point of attraction. And as long as I stay happy, because what's the most important thing? How you feel, right? As long as I stay happy, cool, calm, collected in every situation, relaxed, even when it seems to me like shit's hitting the fan, even when I get the bill and I don't have the money for it, you understand that this is part of what you've created. This is part of your point of attraction. And you know that you're in the process, you're on the path of getting to exactly where you want to be, right? So I would say combining the understanding that you used to have what you want, or bringing up examples of when you could make the car payments, like you said, and still being content with where you are. So it's knowing that what you want is coming in to play because you are now becoming content with where you are. I didn't have it before and it wasn't attracting to me before because I was in resistance. I did not believe it. I did not think I was worthy, whatever it may be. I didn't feel like I was able to create it. I felt like it was out of reach. Well, now it's in reach. Now it's starting to come, little things popping up in my reality. Doc, I want to tell you a story There's this specific type of car that I want, and it's the Tesla, right? You've heard of the Tesla?
Oh yeah, those are beautiful, and they're economically really wonderful for our planet. So.
Right.
They're rather expensive though.
Yes. Here we go. See, that's where I'm at. Is like I'm a huge fan. See, I drive a big truck right now. And if you didn't know that, I drive a big truck, and I waste a lot of money in gas. I am not economically the greatest because I get 14 miles to the gallon every time I drive. So I've had that, and now that is a contrast for me. Now I am, the first time I said to myself, I want a Tesla. The first thought that popped in my head was, they're $80,000. That's the first thing to pop
in
my head.
Oh my goodness, yes. There you go.
Brand new Tesla, 80 grand. Well, what I started saying to myself is, that is an automatic barrier. That is a subconscious and even coming into fully conscious barrier that I am creating between where I am now and where I want to be before I have even allowed myself to allow it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure. No, exactly.
So before I was even able to say to myself, yes, I don't have the money right now. The money is all swirling in my vortex and waiting for me to accept it. I am on my path to getting a Tesla. Before I could say that to myself, the first thought that popped in my head was, I don't have the money for it. Right? I drive a truck. It's about worth 15 grand. Where am I going to get, I don't have 80 grand to drop on a new car. Do you know what I'm saying? But what started happening? I was practicing the power of thinking easy on yourself, the power of positive thinking, the power of allowance, the power of thinking ease for yourself, thinking gratitude for yourself. Just, I started going into a different space in my head. I started saying to myself, instead of the first thought popping in my head of, oh, I don't have enough money, the first thought that pops in my head every time I think of a Tesla, I see a Tesla, I hear the word Tesla is, I'm on my way. The first thought that pops in my head is I am on my way. Now, what happened, and I kid you not, what's happening now more than ever, is I am attracting, I am seeing Teslas everywhere I go. And every time I see a Tesla, I'm saying to myself, thank you. I created that for myself to show me that I'm getting closer to driving that. I'm getting closer to being the one behind the wheel that the other kid looks at and says, that's awesome. I'm on my way. I am on my way to being the guy that is already there. Because the guy that's already there fully exists. He's currently existing right now with a Tesla and everything else that he has ever wanted, right? He being the guy that already has all the wants, needs, and desires that I have right now, right? So it's merging the gap. It's picking up the barrier and allowing it to be a one connected, free-flowing stream of energy. So, Doc, back to you.
Yes.
when I want your input on this. When I started changing my thoughts about how I viewed the car that I want, it started popping up more and more and more and more. This morning I was on the way to the studio. I saw three Teslas and I was thinking about them. So my question to you, Doc, is how do we make that potent enough to where we start fully believing it and then fully creating it? Where and how do we shift the energy from seeing the Teslas, right, using that as a metaphor? How do we shift the energy from, seeing the Teslas to start popping up and popping up into actually driving a Tesla? How do we do that?
Great question. I think it's really important, again, it all happens in the thought process of believing you know, and there are signs in the universe. You see little signs of you keep seeing these Teslas. And you are focused on earning money, and you have your job, I know that, and your other business that you're creating right now. And I know that, you know, I know that you are, okay, so I'm just using you as an example.
Do it. Use me as
the example. How do you?
No, use me as the example. Go on.
You make that transition by feeling it, because you're seeing it out there in the universe. You're seeing more and more Teslas pop up. These are little things indicating that you're really starting to notice things. You're starting to believe that things are capable. And then I think the next step, too, is to imagine yourself behind the wheel.
Yeah.
How would you feel? How are you feeling? Go into an imagery, and when you're relaxing, you don't have to go into meditation and om and all that, but just sit in a quiet place, close your eyes, and pretend that you're behind the wheel of your Tesla.
Right.
Pretend that you're behind the wheel of your Tesla. Mm. You relax.
Now,
close your eyes.
Yeah.
See how it feels. When you start experiencing in your imagination how it feels, I believe that you are creating.
Yeah.
I believe you're creating more belief. And if you want to go scientific, if you don't want to go spiritual, the more you believe something, the more you are reinforcing neural patterns in your brain. So the more of those reinforcing neural patterns, it's just like learning something. The more you learn, the more you reinforce, the more you reinforce, the more you reinforce, the more you believe, and then the more you can do to create what you want. Right. And that is scientific.
That is totally scientific. That's powerful, mm-hmm. Doc. I appreciate that,
well,
Doc.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But there is also something to the spirituality of the Abraham teachings, and that is you have to take slow steps
right.
to really embrace it, to go forward towards what you want.
Right.
But you have to feel good and keep pretty stable moods, because if you're up and down on the emotional scale all the time,
right.
mad at someone, angry with someone, having issues with someone, you're not going to be able to, scientifically, you're not going to be able to really go to a good place for any real length of time and try to create what you want. That's why people meditate. It takes them out of that crazy brain
yeah.
of drama. What if? Oh, my God, this happens. What if this happens? What if that happens?
Right.
Just, you need to just relax and stay in a stable mental place. And how do you do that? Try not to have issues with people. Try not to give people the power to make you crazy. And this is where the psychology comes in. Try to stay as peaceful as you can, as stable as you can, as often as you can. And how do you do that? You try to have pretty good positive thoughts about what you want and where you're going, you know?
Totally. Absolutely. And as you imagine, I just wanted to take a step back really quick. As you imagine yourself, or as I imagine myself driving the Tesla, that goes right back into the affirmations, how we were talking about. As I imagine myself driving the Tesla, I need to imagine to have a productive, positive, working in my favor thought, working towards creating the Tesla thought, I need to be feeling excited when I'm imagining. I need to be feeling as if it's actually happening, me driving the Tesla. I need to be like feeling how the leather feels, and not the contrast of how the truck feels. You know what I mean? I love my truck.
Yeah,
don't get
yeah.
me wrong. I love my truck. I love my truck, right? I love it.
Yeah,
I'm not putting
yeah,
it down at
I
all.
Know you
I'm
do.
Super
yeah,
content.
I could just use,
you know, I just think that I love being economically having less of a carbon footprint and, you know, everything else but the point is, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't love the cars that they drive. And there was definitely a point where I did not enjoy totally the car that I was driving. You know, we all drive a lemon sometimes. We all have our stages, right? So, in that, You when you're imagining driving the car that you want, your dream car, you don't remind yourself of the contrast. You don't remind yourself of like, ooh, it would feel so good to be inside the Tesla, but I'm just inside the Accord right now, you know, and you know, the seats are a little ripped, and this feels nothing like a Tesla with leather interior, you know. You need to really find a space, and I feel like that's the hardest thing, like I've said earlier, is finding the ability to really feel good without the physical manifestation of it. Finding the desire and finding the wanting to feel the feeling of having whatever it is you want to have without actually physically having it. And, you know, once you can do that, it's universal law that the rest is going to fall into place. Doc, I want to move on to another topic that we said that we were going to talk about today.
Yeah,
The power, and I know that Abe talks about this as well, Abraham, the power of writing down all the things that you are grateful for, writing down in your, what she likes to call, book of positive aspects, how actually taking these thoughts and taking these desires and whatever it is that you you know, are wanting to have or already do have and that are just grateful for, how powerful that is to actually take it from the mental and put it onto the physical and make it tangible. I can touch the paper. I see it. Maybe you're going to draw a picture of what it feels like to hold whatever it is or to have. Will you draw a picture of you in the car and just you get a kick out of drawing it because it's fun and that's it, right? So we're going to talk about the psychology behind the power of writing a book of positive aspects. I guess my question for you would be, how much of a difference, obviously there's no scale or like a meter that you can gauge this with, but your guidance system is obviously how you feel, and whether it's working or not is whether you are creating what you wish to create or not, and I guess your reality would be your gauge. But I want to say, for you, Doc, in your personal experiences, how significant is a book of positive aspects? How powerful is something like that really? How much power does something like that really hold?
I think it holds a lot of power, and maybe we should explain to listeners what the Book of Positive Aspects is actually about. Maybe you should explain to listeners that, or I can sure do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to go for it, you go for it.
Whatever you think.
Yeah.
Basically, what it is writing down all the positive things in different categories that you can think of in your life.
Yes.
So, for instance, let's say it's being grateful, basically.
Yes.
I am grateful for here's the positive things in my life.
Yes.
And so you go into different categories, and Abraham suggests you do 3 to 4 pages a day. That's a lot of, that's a lot of gratitude. And you can go to the smallest thing. So let's just say we have different categories, whatever you can think of. So let's think of the category of relationship.
Okay.
You can have a category of relationships. And under that category, you can put something like, I have a wonderful mate, or I have a wonderful parent. Thank you for my wonderful parent. Thank you for this beautiful child that I have. Thank you for this supportive family. So you can, if you can think of, you know, under, let's just say family or relationships,
right,
you can put down all the positive aspects that you can think of. And write, thank you for my, and then
yes,
you could go under, let's say, the idea of, finances.
Let's say
you're doing okay, you have a job. You can write, thank you for helping me, or thank you for this wonderful job that I have. so I can make income. Whatever you're thankful for under each category, finances, relationships,
right.
Health, we could go to health.
Right.
Comfort. I have a nice home. I have a nice apartment. Whatever you can think of in the categories that you have, you can write down.
Yes.
So everyone has their own categories. It doesn't always have to be relationships, or it doesn't have to be finances. It could be employment.
Right.
Thank you for my job. Thank you for my nice employer. Thank you for the great coworkers. Anything you can think of that you're thankful for. And there may be people out there, and I see a lot of people who don't have much. They say, I have nothing hardly to be thankful for. I don't get along with my family. I just got fired. I don't have much. I don't know how I'm going to make next month's rent. But you've got to go and have some positive things.
You got to.
And try to write down each morning if you can. You don't have to fill up 3 to 5 pages. Even a few things under positive things that you can think of in your life. Thank you for, you know, the fact that I went into, let me give you an example of something that happened to me.
Sure.
During the middle of the week.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I was driving up in a hilly area. There's a lot of wildlife and tree shrubbery. There's a lot of deer and bunny rabbits and coyotes and everything in right. that area. And there was actually something that alerted me. I was very aware, and I was driving slow. I always do in that area because of the wildlife. There was a man who was coming the other way, driving very, very slowly, and was waving his arms and flashing his lights. And I thought, I hope he's okay. Maybe he's in trouble. And he was warning me and everyone behind me that there was a deer.
Wow.
I didn't know it, but I slowed way down, and there was a deer that ran literally 2 feet in front of my car.
Oh, wow.
Big, huge deer. And he went around in circles in the middle of the road and then leaped into the bushes.
Wow.
So I wrote down when I came home, thank you for letting me be aware enough so I could save this. I almost creamed this little guy.
Wow.
He wasn't a little guy. He was a huge deer.
But thank you
for letting me be aware enough. Thank you for the sign that I could save this deer's life.
So if that man wasn't there, you would have possibly
right.
totaled
right.
your car and killed a deer.
Yeah, totally.
Wow.
And that to me was a thankfulness. That's something that goes into the book of positive aspects.
Right.
Into the list for my day.
Yes.
Because I was thankfully able to run into this person who saw this deer running around and had to dodge it apparently before I did.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. So that was pretty amazing.
That's
what the book of positive aspects is, and that's how I would suggest people, you know, try to just write down little things, because again, scientifically, what that's doing is that's getting you into a neural net pattern in your brain of positivity.
Right.
And just like learning anything, the more we reinforce positivity, the more we have a belief system, hopefulness that we have it in our lives.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And the more we know, and the more we have hope, and the more we believe, and the more we have faith, the more we're okay.
Exactly. And the more that you write those things down, the more experiences that you have that you are grateful for, the more metaphorically deers
yeah.
you have in the road. Do you know what I'm saying?
The more
as you acknowledge them, the more you attract
yes.
that perfection,
yes.
right?
Right.
I love the combination between your psychological input and psychological just knowledge and the scientific knowledge that you have mixed with kind of my spiritual input. And everything.
I do too.
Everything.
I like that.
Everything that is spiritual is scientific, and everything that is scientific is spiritual. Everybody just doesn't know that yet. We will though. We will. But what I'm saying
yeah, well,
is,
you know, yeah.
well,
in physics, there's a lot of things going on in the unseen the right. molecular, you know, the nucleus, all of the,
it's,
you know.
It's all, it comes down to the molecule. It comes down to the simple vibrating molecule that creates, there was the essence of creation before the Big Bang. You know, like, there's, like, it goes, like, so far back.
Exactly.
It goes, it's, like, so I can't even get into it. But basically, my point is, right, that I love the combination of the two, because I really feel like, see, the more that you write these things down and the more that you feel good about them, just like when I started changing my thoughts about the Tesla, the more they started popping up. Like, just, you know, just things to show you that there are such perfect alignments. Like, when you notice what you like to call coincidence, or what we call coincidence, it actually is just an alignment that is such in perfect harmony with reality that it just so crosses paths perfectly. And we look at those and we say, oh, that's a coincidence. But something that Abraham says is, I'm surprised. She goes, like, well, I'm not surprised. She goes, like, you know, it's interesting, is the word, how you label these synchronicities and these alignments as coincidence, when in actuality, they're validations. It's not coincidence. It's like what you've attracted. It's just like, it's like you ask to go to IHOP, you drive to IHOP, you walk in the door to IHOP, and then you get, like, super flabbergasted that a server is coming to sit you down. You're like, whoa, I can't believe that's actually happened. It's like, well, you asked for it, you drove there, you walked in, obviously there's going to be a server to sit you down. It's kind of like, it's seeing it more as a tangible thing that you can create, your reality and the vortex and filling in your grid. It's like, it's seeing them as more, you have control over it. You are this everlasting, ever so powerful, infinite being that has embodied this beautiful physical vessel that has chosen to experience this life for the fun of it. And, like, it's, you know, and when you write these things in your book of positive aspects and you start to see the synchronicity, you start to see the alignments, right? So you write down, I'm so grateful for this, I'm so grateful for this, I'm so grateful for this, and they start popping up more after a few days or a week or
yes.
a few weeks or a month.
It's training
yourself not to get so shocked when it actually manifests. It's training yourself to see that that's a product of my creation. That's something that I've chosen. Right?
Yes, there's nothing like, you know, being in a really good place and thinking positively and writing in your, you know, book of positive aspects every day, the things you're thankful for. Trying to keep stable. And I say stable, you know, that means not being emotionally up and emotionally down, you know, like on a roller coaster. Just be in an okay, good, pretty good place much of the time.
Yeah.
You will attract and see more. And again, it is very scientific. You will have those neural net patterns of being positive, and you will be more aware of the positive things outside of you because your brain has expanded to be more aware of those things.
Yes.
So when you start seeing it out there in the world, you start thinking, very interesting how I have been really working on this and thinking positively and writing positive and gratitude and acknowledging the things that are in my life that are good. Not the bad things.
Yes,
but
exactly.
The good things.
Exactly.
The more they show up.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Doc, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. As you know, we come to this time every Sunday, but I wanted to really give my full gratitude for you coming on the show, for you spreading your beautiful, amazing knowledge from your beautiful, amazing self. I really, really appreciate everything.
Well, I am honored that you have me on your show, so well, thank you for inviting me.
Thank you, Doc.
My pleasure.
make sure to check out Dr. Michelle on the couch every Friday at 11 a.m. LATalkRadio.com. You can't miss it. Thanks, Doc.
That's right. And next Friday also I'm going to be hopefully having Jim Perry on the air talking about the new children's book.
Yes, that's so cool. Check it. You can't miss it. Doc's going to be having Jim Carrey. Wow, what an awesome experience. All right, Doc, thank you so much. We love you.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
See you next week. All right, guys, as you know, we're going to close out with a little Himalayan meditation awakening. But I wanted to send my unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. As you know, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey Crockett, and we are here to tune you up. Always sending you love, high vibrations, and high frequencies. We'll see you next Sunday, guys. Have a beautiful week.